call the board of the Evansville MPO Technical Committee meeting. Today is Thursday, December 1st, 2016. It's 10:01, I'm on room 318. First item on the agenda is approval of the minutes. Assuming everyone had the opportunity to read the minutes, if there are any questions or comments. Seeing none, I have a motion to approve. I have a motion, do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same side. Motion carries.
Thank you.
On the number two, old business project update in the board.
On the first page, we're going to start off with the City of Evansville Kilmer Avenue Road Diet Project. The environmental document, which is a level two categorical exclusion, was submitted to NDOT for review. On the Wyandotte Avenue Road Diet Project, the right-of-way funding has been approved and notice to proceed has been given to the consultant. For the Washington Avenue, Second Street, Parrot Street area improvement, the environmental document has been submitted to NDOT for approval. Moving to page two, for the Tipping Creek Greenway Passage Project, this is the mid-levee connection, which is several drives between Stringtown and Heidelberg. Preliminary payment design submitted to NDOT, or has been submitted to NDOT, environmental field work is complete. For the Evansville Vandenberg County Sign Inventory and Replacement Project, this is stage two. The pre-construction meeting was held in the November. Moving on to Vandenberg County Project and the Columbia Delaware Bridge over Pigeon Creek. The bridge inspection report, including the level one design exception, was submitted to NDOT. Moving on to page three for the town of Newburgh, their sign replacement project. The project was let for bid on November the 16th and received a low bid from Michiana Contractors Inc. in the amount of $80,697.18. For Warwick County's Bell Road project from High Point Drive to Telephone Road, the early coordination packets have been distributed and historical and archaeological investigations are nearly complete. For the Warwick County Lincoln Avenue project, stage three, from east of Bell Road to Lynn Road, the project was let for bid on November the 16th and received a low bid from JBI Construction in the amount of $6,072,995. For the Elk Grove Road project in Warwick County, stage two, which is 500 feet east of Willow Road, which is east of Hickory View Drive, construction is complete. Moving on to page four, which is a carryover of Elk Grove Road, stage three, from east of Hickory View Drive to State Road 261. Right-of-way activities are underway with 18 properties secured. Getting now to page five, which is a carryover of QSDC US 50 project from the Henderson Bypass to Waverly. Specifically, the Henderson Community College to Kentucky 425. Project was let for bid November the 18th with a low bid received from Patrick Construction. Then for the I-69 corridor, the Ohio River crossing, the NDOT and PYTC have selected a professional services team led by Parsons Transportation Group Inc. to complete preliminary design and the environmental review for the I-69 Ohio River crossing project. That's all I have.
Thanks, Laura. Any thoughts, comments, or questions? Seeing none, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda. New business, applications for city pre-existing funding for fiscal 2017 approval requested and met.
On
August 19th, we've sent out a call for projects for Section 5310 funding for fiscal year 2017. We sent it out to Medicine Hearts and all of the nonprofits who serve the disabled and individuals with disabilities. The elderly and individuals with disabilities. We received four applications altogether from Art of Evansville for a minivan, Eastern Seals Rehabilitation Center for a transit vehicle, and Medicine Hearts for one paratransit vehicle each. Your approval, none of these projects are eligible for 5310 funding. We have federal funding left from 2015, quite a bit from 2016, and we'll need a little bit from 2017 to be announced for these four projects. So we're asking for your approval. If there are no questions.
Hearing no questions, do I have a motion for approval?
Second.
Motion, do I have a second?
Second.
And second, all those in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Item number four on the agenda, public comments. The only thing I would say is that 2017 meeting dates are included in the packet. It's one of the two single sheets in the packet, and beyond that, I don't have anything else. Does anyone else have anything?